This is Monk Ellen speaking. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. My title this morning is My Precious Dress. My Precious Dress. Well, this thought came up when I was walking somewhere yesterday, and it came actually a German proverb up. Kleider machen Leute. And that means clothes make people handsome, something like this, translated into English. So I was thinking, well, if this thought comes up, that's a good topic to talk about. Now, traveling the world, we meet a lot of people. And recently we have met a lot of black people. And black people, they love to dress up. They love beautiful dresses, colorful gowns. And they not only dress their body with beautiful clothes, they also dress up their face. They put up makeup and powder and all kinds of beautiful things in their face, and they think that they look glorious. Well, they look glorious. But let's come to that later. I like nice clothes too, because I was used to play the role and play the game of fashion, of being fashion. When there was the color black to be worn with white or red or green or whatever, so that was bought. And there was always the recent fashion from autumn or spring. That was what we used to care for when we went out with the high society and just show our dresses and show how tasteful we were in going in the finest boutiques and buy the finest clothes. Well, I must say I enjoyed for a long time this game. And the funny thing of the game was to be dressed up in a little town like Lugano. There are just only so many shops and so many boutiques. And when you go out with the people, they go to buy in these shops too, in these boutiques, unless they go to Italy, which we often do too. And even then, you might find something equal, like you find in Lugano, in the boutique. Well, I always was caring that I was not wearing the same dress like somebody else. I mean, that was standard. That was pride. But one time it happens, I went to these great meetings, and we were in two ladies dressed in the same gown, the same clothes. And it wasn't a cheap one. And the lady from the boutique, she was supposed always to remember the people where I went and to whom I met and who was the high society or the society where my friends. So she was supposed to know that, but she one time missed it. So we came to the meeting, and here we were, Grace and I, wearing the same dress. Well, the only thing we could do and say, hey, you look great, and be ourselves and having fun. And I must say, I looked at her and I said, yeah, she looks good, but she looks totally different because she cares. She carries this dress in a different way like I. And it was, although it was the same dress, it was a different dress. So that I learned quickly attitude. And attitude is really what makes the whole thing going. It's the best dress. Well, we had once a lady coming to the campus. She also was wearing her beautiful red trousers. And she was walking with Dr. Bailey on the path when there was a range cattle coming by. And a large bull was vigorously looking at her. And she was frightened to death because she knew that a bull and red, seeing the color red, that was just a red flag. And she was really scared. And Dr. Beiler said, look, change your attitude. Just love this animal and tell the animal, turn around and go to the other side. And so they did. And the bull turned away and went his own way with the cattle. Well, what she learned was attitude, mental attitude. The bull turned because there was no doubt in her mind that when she changed her attitude, that he didn't care for her trousers, for red trousers, for what she was wearing, he went away. Our best dress is our thought. Whatever we think, that's what we are carrying around. We are born naked. What is more beautiful to stand in the sun or walk in the sun and soak up the sun being naked? I remember when we went out with our boat in Italy, and we went out in the middle of the ocean, and just nobody was around, and I could jump from the boat in the ocean naked and just float there in the middle of the ocean, nobody around. I never felt dressed better than this moment, just feeling so free and alone and still one with all. It was just a great experience, and I enjoyed this very much. Well, we are born naked. It's our birth dress. We always say birth dress, and yet we are carrying so much what we are dressing. So much what we are dressing. I had such a fun time yesterday when I went to the dentist. And when I came in, they said, well, Ellen, you're ready? Yeah, I'm ready. And I know that when they work on my teeth, I have to keep my mouth quite a long time wide open. And they say, yeah, keeping my mouth wide open so you can look right into my soul. And then they said, oh, you must have a big mouth. And I said, no, a big soul. And then she said, what a statement. Are you able to read souls? I said, of course. And she said, oh, what kind of soul I have. And in the meantime, everybody from the dentist, all the girls and the doctor, everybody was standing around and said, hey, she knows how to read souls. And I said, yes. And they say, oh, what kind of soul do I have? And beautiful. And she said, what? And he said, of course. It's your dress. It's beautiful. You have a beautiful soul. And she really had a spark in her eyes, it was easy to tell her that she had a beautiful soul. What is our precious dress? Our precious dress is our soul, is our attitude. It's our thought, whatever we think about ourselves. And that's why we put up every morning our makeup and put on our dress by saying, I like me. I'm wonderful. I'm whole and perfect. I'm a super being. I'm a genius. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. What better dress we could wear? This is really fashion at the University of Healing. And I don't think only at the University of Healing. I think the world is ready for that famous fashion, to like ourselves and to dress with our attitude, knowing that we are wonderful, that we are fine people, that we are divine, that we are God. I love you. And so it is.